כי בניסיון האמונה בדורנו we have מסוירס from צדיק העליון that the ניסיון of אמונה in our generation, this generation called איקפסד המשיחה יצטרוכו לעלויס עם ידיים מומוצויס או קירויס ישורים. It's going to be like climbing up sheer cliffs. לאוד יבריהם ננסה לסבוין לנו להבין מה אינו קודס על ניסיון ודראינו מה נדרש מאמנו. In the light of this, we have to try and understand what is the unique ניסיון of this generation and what is requested from us, what is demanded from us. חזל במזכת הסויטה אמרו. The last Mishnah, right at the end of Masechet Sota, could have to look at, there have been books written on this, the 15 Simonim, that Mashiach is close. The Ekfas of the Mashiach, Malchus Tafuch Leminois. One of the 15 Simonim is that the Malchus will become heretical. The Malchus, we'll have to see what it's talking about, but the Malchus is Tafuch Leminus. הקפירת תספשת פועילם בקולויץ והקורש ברוך היא נעזר ונשכח מליבוס בני האדם רחמנו לצלם. There will be an upsurge of kfira, of denial of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu will be abandoned, forgotten in the hearts of most people, Rachmanu Litzlan. Now that sounds normal to us, because we grew up in a world where evolution and kfira and whatever was already in the world. But not more than 150 years ago, most goyim believed in God. What we see in the world today, clearer, where it's also to even mention creation in a school in America. Never mind, you know, there's two theories. There aren't two theories. There's evolution and that's it. And the biggest threat to American society is God. You're not allowed to mention him in schools. You can't teach them. Sada! They trust in God. They made their God, the dollar bill. Sada.
That'll come out too.
There's states in America. There's states in America where it's legislated. You're not allowed to teach creation in the schools, not as the theory, but even just as an alternative theory. Yep. Kach kibalti. So we talk about a kfiri in the world. We're just trying to make us realize we take it for granted that there's kfiri in the world. This is something new. This is not a. Even Nimrod believed in God. the question today, there's nothing. והנה בדור שלנו, הדור האחרון, אנו עומדים שוב בניסיונות של אברהם אבינו. We're going back to the ניסיון of אברהם אבינו. וכך מפרש בעל הספר מגול עמוקויס, בדרך רמז, אז דברי הגמרא במסכת פסוחים. הקדוש ברוך הוא אמר לאברהם אבינו. הקדוש ברוך הוא says to אברהם אבינו. יחל יוחס מן בכולם תלמוד לימה והיה ברוכס. וכך חס מן. But Derech Remez is not pshat. There it's talking about Shmon Esrei. But Derech Remez, the Megol HaMukos, explains pshat like this. We might have thought that Hashem's going to end with everybody. Talmud Leime V'haya Brocha B'cha Chaysmin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, I'm going to end the generations with you. We might have thought that will end with all of the Avos. In Shmon Esrei, we start with Elokei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And at the end we say, Mogein Avraham, we chase him with Avraham. That's pshat. The remez is that the generation before Mashiach will be a generation of Avraham Avinu. You might have thought it will be a generation of all the Avos, with all the Tchunois. Kamash Malan, bo chosmim, with you, only you Avraham Avinu. Ramzulana Chachomim, ki chasimus v'siyum agolus tiyal yedei amidus penisoyin shel Avraham Avinu. Nisoyin ha'imunah. Chazal are telling us here that the Nisoyin of the generation before Mashiach is going to be the Nisoyin of Avraham Avinu, which is the Nisoyin of Imunah. Zu eise Imunah shegil Avraham Avinu ki bishvili nivra olam. That Imunah, that Avraham Avinu is Magale, bishvili nivra olam. That's the Maaseh of the Gemara at the end of Makos. Bochabuku gemar ben alechad, tzadik ben munos v'yichye. I'm talking about this generation as well. A person without Imunah today can't survive. And the Imunah has to be worked.
Another power is going to teach you.
Kashen is boinan with his soinois, a shinim shrubem. He's not some is over to Kufa Shoinois. If you look at all the Nisoinois that Klal Yisrael's been over, the different periods over the last 2,000 years, Nevachach ki b'chamishim hashanim achreinois. I'm going to change this, it's more like 65 years achreinois. Hachalat Kufa Chadosha. You have to get in touch with us. We're living in a world that never was. The Nisoinus of this Tekufa are getting stronger and stronger. You can argue with this. I'm not an anthropologist. I have no statistics. I'm telling you what he says. But if you want to find the Nakuda, the central Nakuda, of all the Nisoinus we're going through today, is that we've lost the Simcha Yahadut, the Simcha of being Jewish, the natural Simcha of being Jewish, and the natural warmth and inner world of what it means to be a Jew. Anybody ever knew Jews from the pre-Holocaust, people that went through the Holocaust, whether they were Moroccans or Litvaks or Germans that they came from, there was a certain something Jewish about them, a certain simchas achayim, a certain warmth. A Jew, I don't know how to explain it. If you haven't seen it, you haven't seen it. If you have, I can't explain. I don't need to explain it to you. Taste the yid. What is a Jew? We don't have that today. We don't have that today. And if nei shh, what's this? Shnaim Shlosha Doris Kol Yodi, two or three generations, every Jew, V'lua Poshet Yois B'Yoisa, even the lowest, most simple Jew, Hikir Es Malosa Yikudi V'Yedah Shu B'Noi Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He recognized his Maila of a Jew, he knew what it was to be a Jew, and he knew that he was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's child. Ben Lama Netzach, he knew he was connected to eternity. Ben Lama Moedon Midoiso. He knew what the midas of a Jew were. And he was proud. He had Jewish pride. He was proud to be a Jew. Neto. Despite the difficulties and the suffering that he went through. It was better to be a yid with all the suffering in the Yisurim than to be like a goy. A goy who lives for this world, eat, drink, and be merry. That's his life. A yid knew that he had a spiritual mission, and he was prepared to accept whatever it took to be a yid. When he had made a brocha shelo asani goy, he wasn't apologizing, but what can I do? It's in the siddur. I really don't want to make the brocha. There's such nice goyim out there, and how can I make this brocha? But apologize, you know? He says the brocha. No, it was b'simcha gadol, akif es kol yeshusoy, v'skol hazmanim ha-metzovim, haim shel simcha v'haim shel etzev. He was a Yid. Lama Nifcho. I knew Yidden like this. They weren't keeping Torah and Mitzvahs anymore. They were far from Yiddishkeit. But they burnt in them an Avos of being a Yid. He knew what it meant to be a Yid. Not an Israeli, a Yid. No matter where he lived or what he did, he was a Yid. Heard from Rabbi Tetz, the Shem Reb Simcha Wasserman, we've mentioned it there sometime, I don't know who's heard it or not. There's a Gemara, I think in Shabbos, it says that every 70 years, there's a star in the eastern sky, I think the eastern sky, the western sky, that confuses the sailors. You know, when people sail the seas, how do they know where they are, how do they navigate? They use the stars. Every 70 years, there's a star in the sky, a new star comes up, that mababels, that confuses the sailors. So Wasserman said the star that confused his generation was communism.
communism balbelet kol harosh, and Jews fled out of Bat Midrashim, Jews left the Yiddishkeit and ran after communism with no logical explanation. Fled after it, and it ended good in 70 years. Go make the cheshbon. 70 years and communism was history. So they asked him, what's the star today? What's the start today after communism? That's Mobile Belling Arosh. He said, the inability to see the difference between a Jew and a Goy. That means we live in a Takufa where we don't even understand that difference. We had a glimpse of it maybe in our grandparents who knew it instinctively. But today for us, it's kind of hard for us to see the difference between a Jew and a Goy. You know, they got their religion, we got our religion. In America, I found this very, very, very chazak. From Americans, but they're Americans. They don't see a big difference between them and the Goyish neighbors. He's got his religion, I've got my religion, but essentially we're Americans and we just happen to have different religions, you know. Had I been born on the other side of the fence, I'd be a Christian, he'd be a Jew. That it's not an intrinsic, I'm a Yid, because nothing to do with religion. I'm a Yid because I'm a Yid, not because I have a religion called Judaism.
Depends the situation. That means if everything is going well, perhaps. But if everything is going wrong, I don't think that Jewish people will be like going like during the war. I don't think so.
No, I'm not saying we'll behave like that. But I'm saying the inner pride of what it means to be Jewish today is lost on most of us. That's why you see with the Svadim. You see that with the Svadim today. There was no assimilation in the Svadi countries. Absolutely no assimilation until they came here. They came here, the assimilation started, but there was no assimilation. There was no letting go of their Yiddishkeit and their Jewish pride. Even today, you'll see the Svadim, no matter how far they are from Yiddishkeit, they are never anti-religion. And you'll see them crying over the quarim. you'll go to the Baba Sali's Kevin, you'll see them there, and the woman's still got a mikveh, they arrive there in their jeans and whatever, but there's certain things that they of the Yiddishkeit that they still kept because they weren't affected and impacted on by communism and our scholar. The Golas didn't impact on their seichels, whereas we got heavily impacted on. We got terribly damaged. The Ramata Semuli Asurim Shayyamanaz Chel Koishala Yehudi, I mean, I said with my kids. Especially if they grow up, yeah. If you grow up in Chutz Laaretz, you've got a chance. Because at least then your kids see going, they know, they have some sense of... But if you grow up here, if your kids grow up here, they haven't got a clue what it means to be Jewish. They don't know what it means. They have no sense of what it means. Yeah, you're Haredi or you're not Haredi, or you know, it's all like these artificial, ridiculous titles that people slap on you. There's nothing to do with the etzem kor, what it means to be Jewish. So they don't distinguish it, they can't see it, and no one tells them about it. That's the imunah, that's the nisoyin of imunah that they're having. Ramat ha-sevel ve-yusurim shayyumanaz chelkul shiludi b'noyis l'goyim v'yamale simcha yudit. He was proud, he was besimcha with Yiddishkeit. Jewish humor that existed in the ghetto, in the Pale of Settlement. Hu chayim Hashem yisbarach, hu maisav shel ha-goy loy anyen oto klal. He lived with Hashem, and what the goy was up to in his inns and his pubs and what they were up to, lo manyen oto. It was nimas. He lived with Hashem, real. Amnam, Hasabatoy shelanu lo yoyde al kiumam shel dvarim rabim shanu makirim keyoyim. Achilem leiv rogish, meloi munah, chayv opoim. It's quite possible that our grandmothers didn't know a lot of things about, understood what they understand today, and recognize and know what we know today, but they burnt in their heart an enormous fire and love and imun of Hashem. Hege sheyudi levay olais. Hege sheyudi ativi lo kaba b'shnoi sagolus l'marot tzas ha-sevul v'yusurim. Despite all the sevul and the yusurim and the pogroms and the inquisitias, the natural feeling of what it means to be a Jew was never extinguished. To be a simcha under all circumstances and to serve Hashem under all circumstances, you don't have to spend time thinking about it. That was what you had. Every kid went off to cheder knowing that you have to learn. You have to try and win his heart and win over his mind and heart and mashachne makarim in order to know that learning is important. I had a friend whose Boba grew up in Kelb.
said, you don't learn Musa in Kelm, you breathe it in the streets. My Baba told me what you call Rabbonim today, you call those Rabbonim. She said, I saw Rav Meir Simcha. He was a Goyim. Today there's no Goyim left. There's people, what you call them, rabbis. That's a rabbi, she said. She wouldn't rely on the heksher, she wouldn't eat their meat. She wasn't keeping Shabbos at the time. I'm not talking about the Fafrum to Baba. I'm talking about somebody who grew up in a Jewish home and knew what a Yid was. Pa, you know, like, that's called Yiddishkeit. And keep it. Naturally, just part of what they grew up with. Hasipuk vasimcha yometzuyim vezaminim v'inyonim yehudim. Their simcha and their enjoyment and their pleasure came from Jewish things. Halayvi yakushu v'kesher cham shel av al Hashem Yisparach. They were bound, their hearts were bound in a warm relationship with Hashem. Vasimcha yisem etzipes halayvi yehudim emolay sotomit. That's what didn't look like until, let's say, the First World War, turn of the century, let's say, for Erech. Once again, I'm not going to nail it down, about depends where, how. But Erech, that's what the Jewish people looked like until 1900.
But I don't know if we can compare the generation. It's not the same situation.
Of course not. That's what we're telling you. It's different. We're not comparing it. We're showing you that it's not the same.
They were better.
We're not saying they're better. No one's saying better or worse. Different design. In order to understand our Nisoyin, we have to understand their Nisoyin and understand what they had, understand what we've lost, in order so that we know what our job is. Their job was their job, our job's our job. They dealt with Esav, we're dealing with Achi. Completely different war. Achi. Yaakov says, Hatzileini nami of Esav miyad Achi. Save me from my brother, from Esav. We know that you're Esav, why do you mention both? So the Rashi then says that sometimes he comes as Esav. Comes to kill you, he comes as a Gestapo guy, and sometimes he comes as Achi, he comes as your best friend, you end up marrying his daughters. My grandparents had to deal with Stalin and Hitler and the pogroms and whatever, and they dealt with Esav. Today, anybody stopped you coming to shul this morning?
Nope.
You were scared to go out this morning, you were terrified to put on tefillin, you had to hide in the little, you know, you don't switch on the lights while you're putting on tefillin. Anybody bothers you to keep your Yiddish card today, wherever you are? There's a kollel, you know, in Red Square in Moscow today. In Berlin, you can do what you want. A bit of anti-Semitism here and there, but in most countries, anti-Semitism is illegal. England just set aside £11 million to fight anti-Semitism in England. They weren't doing that when your parents came out of the Holocaust. Most countries in the world today, anti-Semitism is illegal. 70, 80 years ago, killing Jews was like, you know, cruelty to animals. You know, what about cruelty to Jews? Treat me as well as you treat your animals. It would have been fine in the Holocaust. If they had laws protecting Yidden in Germany like they have laws today protecting chimpanzees in Spain, the Jews would have been very well off. I'm just saying that the Nisoyin is a completely different Nisoyin. They had a Nisoyin of poverty, we have a Nisoyin of wealth. Very different Nisoyin, you're right, we're not comparing. Try to understand the differences, not the
but
same.
The relationship, we cannot say the relationship was more intense.
Yes, we can, because it's true, it was. It was?
Sure.
Huh? You're not sure? Okay, I don't know who you knew. I don't know who you knew from the previous generation.
No, but
ask him about his Zayda, ask me about my Zayda, ask him about your parents.
They were in Galut.
You're not in Galut?
Yes, but it's
in America, the 6.5-7 million Jews in America, not in Galut.
The life of the Jewish is not the same in Israel, even.
We're not saying it's the same. We're saying that the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that these people had at the most basic, simple, natural level, we and our children today don't have. And if you think you do, then you didn't meet a Yid from them. I don't know who you knew, and I don't know what you know. I don't know which Alter Yid and then Bobbers and Zaydas you knew. That came out from the pre-war generation who knew nothing about Yiddishkeit, but they're burnt in their hearts a Yiddishkeit that we don't see today, unfortunately. I don't know how young your youngest kid is today. I don't know what cheder is in. I don't know what suffering you're going through with chinuch today. I'm telling you now, the kids don't have it. The best. In the best of the yeshivas, not very few kids today would magaya if they discovered they weren't Jewish. 75% of the Beis Yaakov girls that were tested, okay, wouldn't Magaya if they discovered they weren't Jewish. Your Baba would have stayed a Goy for 1 second if she found out she wasn't Jewish. Mine wouldn't have. There was nothing more despicable. Nimas, to be a Goy? Yeah,
I'm
so
not
is it?
Sure. I'm not sure that's...
Okay, well, I am. Yeah. You got doubts, you said it.
It's too much pessimist view.
Not pessimist. They're not pessimist. I'm not saying they're pessimist.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given them sinus, so we have to rise to the challenge. Once again, we've got a special job to do. We have to be Avraham Avinu. In order to be Avraham Avinu, you have to take that away. Hashem took that away. If he took it away, that's good for us. I'm not saying it's bad, I'm not saying it's good. I'm not saying that's better, that's worse. But that's what is. We need to recognize Makiris Makoimoi. One of the Midas of a Chochem, the 48 ways, is Chochem Makiris Makoimoi. You have to understand the unique struggles we've got. If you'll give the same medicine to this generation that you gave the medicine that the Chofetz Chaim was trying to give to his generation, they'll choke on it. We have to give the medicine to this generation that they need to have. We need to know the differences. I'm not being pessimistic, on the contrary. There was never a generation more ready to meet Mashiach than this generation. The greatest generation that ever was, and I'll prove it to you. Why is the Yetzirah fighting so hard? Yetzirah has got to fight me with every possible, he's throwing the book at us. There was never a generation that was so attacked by the Yetzirah as this generation. Never, never. It's in every, you can't breathe without the Yetzirah sneaking in. It must be that Bichashuk, otherwise why do you send, you don't send your crack heavyweight super duper special troops against a bunch of guys with bows and arrows. You know, if you're sending your crack troops, it must be that you're up against a serious enemy. We must really threaten the Yetzirah. No, I'm not saying it as a judgment, but we need to know the differences, otherwise we won't know which weapons to use. The weapon that my Zayda used, if I use that, I'll get killed. And if he used my weapon, he wouldn't have got out of bed in the morning. But it pains to see that the kids today, and I know, I've got them living in my house, and I meet them or whatever, they have no sense of any Jewish pride. They're nothing. Dafka because they live here. Dafka because they live here. The ones in America still have a sense of Shelo Asani Goy. The kids growing up today don't know what a Goy is. They don't know how to say Shelo Asani Goy. They don't have an inner Jewish pride. They don't. It's a fact. Go work in the streets, go work in the gutters, you'll see. And klum, klum, klum. I'm saying you live out there, you do. Ramatisiya told me. He said, I went to Goyish schools. The kids today never met a Goy. They don't know how to deal with Goy. They know nothing about a Goy. Not saying it's good or bad, it's what it is, but we have to recognize it so we can help them. How do you instill Jewish pride into an alienated Jewish kid today? By telling him he's better than a Goy? The Goy's got everything, he wants everything the Goy's got. The Goy today is not coming with guns and murdering and killing him. The Goy is a sophisticated creature who's using the same machines as him, and he's playing the same games as him, and he's interested in the same things as him, and he's got the same sharifas as him. And you're trying to send him Rava Nabaya? When he's got Apple, you know, he's got the whole world open to him? You know, he's got YouTube and you're trying to send him Rava Nabaya? Yeah, that's so simple.
Maybe we should put Rava Nabaya on YouTube.
Let's learn. Let's first recognize the problem and we'll learn. Around. First we have to understand the Nisoyin, and then we have to understand what the tools are. We're going to learn from Avraham Avinu how you deal with the Nisoyin. Avraham Avinu had just as bad. The Daimon Leim Yitrachesh Mapech B'Doyres Achreinim Chal Shinu Ba'ilo. Use the Holocaust as a cutoff point, pre-Holocaust, post-Holocaust, major change in the world. I mean, we've seen that ourselves. Hagoy Ara Achzori, the evil, cruel Goy, Hagoy Lamakel Elo Racham, is Ishtoy Velodo, the Paritz Hashiko, this Goy that used to beat him up and wife and his children, the Poritza, the drunken Polish Poritz, used to make his life a misery, what you called in England the feudal lord. In Poland he was a Poritz. Vafilo Magan Lachazirim Hayachav, Havchul Intelligentim, Nimusim, Tarbutim, Adivim, Levushim Achaltzois Umanovim Vanivois. This monster Goy that was out there beating us and persecuting us has actually become quite intelligent, quite sophisticated, quite nice to deal with. Your local family doctor might be a Goy, your lawyer could be a Goy. I don't know why would you choose a Goy your lawyer, but it's another story. You need a good Yiddish cop. But people you're meeting in business and dealing with or whatever, they're very nice and friendly and pleasant. Sometimes a little bit easier to get on with than unsere Menschen.
The
you start seeing the goy, you know, in his fancy car and his beautiful villas and his lovely house and his aeroplanes, and you start, you know, you start thinking, wow, you know, that's something I would like to have. My grandfather wanted to be like a goy, sitting in a dirty pub, drunk and in a stupor, walking around beating up people. That doesn't attract us. Nobody here wants to be, you know, one of these Meshuggah gangs in prison. Anybody here, you know, yearn to be in a prison gang? That's not our Yates of Horror. So that's what a guy was there. He looked like something that today, you know, in our language today, you know, some kind of a gangster or whatever. Nobody wants to do it. But the guy today has things that we're drawn to and attracted to. The Reza Shela guy, his Chasto Ma'ena Shitchis, Viachadim Zois, Nishtotcha Hochoyim, Hamavdelis, Ben Yisulamim. The guy starts looking very attractive, and the wall between the Jew and the guy gets completely broken down. At hit moigigu hagayve yudit vitnitna tzareinu lumasoylo. That Jewish pride, that intrinsic pride that had to be a yid, and have nothing to do with the goyish world, has slowly been eroded, and we have now sheifas and yearnings and want what the goyish world has. If you want to sell something in this country, what do you have to call it? What do you have to associate it with?
America.
Go look around. The advertising, the names of the product, got a bit of sensitivity to this. It used to be a trademark lawyer, so I'm a bit sensitive. It's incredible how much today, if the thing's not American, you're going to have a hard time selling it. And it's getting even worse now. With Trump now, whatever, it's even going to get worse. A long time. Yeah. Since what? How long? That's what I said, since the Holocaust, post-Holocaust. I remember growing up in South Africa, that was everyone's dream, was to live in America. That was the pinnacle. You know what I'm talking about. That's great, you know. You heard about America, people used to go visit America, they came back, wow, easy, you know what they have there, you know what they have there. Chiefs of the guy. Tabus ha'umas hafcha moidl l'chikwit. שאיפויסה של הגוי מאבי ורצנויסוב חודרי לסוחכי הרחוב היהודי. The שאיפס for the goy, you look at the adverts in the Haredi, the so-called Haredi newspapers, look at the advertisements.
Unbelievable.
Was it unbelievable?
Shocking.
It's believable.
Shocking.
As Rav Wasserman used to say, I understand you're upset, but what's with the surprise? I understand you're upset, but what's with the surprise? Was it unbelievable? You know that's what's going on. That's people want to sell their products. And they spend millions and millions of dollars, and they're the most sophisticated psychologists telling them what people want to buy. If you put an old safta there, you know, in a tick tick or whatever, you know, and you try and sell your pancakes that way, no one's going to buy them. You got to put an American flag in the corner, and you got to have a magia lechayote, and you know, yogurt b'taim yavoni. You saw that one? That's what last year was around Hanukkah time. There was a big advert for Tnuva, one of the things, whatever. Yogurt b'taim yavoni. That's why we light candles on Hanukkah, to remind us that the yavonim won. Yogurt b'taim yavoni in the yated. So what do you want from our kids? I mean, you point this out, people think you're mad. Try and explain this to anybody under the age of 20, they think you're nuts. What are you talking about? Ma bayanze. Ma, I'm fine. You're older, older Zachen, you know, door shava, you know, get a laugh, you know, there's a new world out there. What's the problem with yogurt b'taim yavoni? Nothing. The Greeks make very nice yogurt. What's wrong with eating it? Nothing. But that's happening, that's fine. But why do you have to advertise it like that? What's wrong with, you know, nice tasty yogurt? Made in Israel, you know, nice Jewish yogurt. No one would buy it. How do I know? Because they yogurt b'taim yavoni. Why did they choose to use it? Because that's what the psychological studies that they, the research these guys did, showed that must be what sells. Open up a paper and look at the news, the adverts, and see whether I'm meshuggah or not. I mean, I am, but. The pasuk lani ki agoy hu am adoy melachomo. The pasuk by Avraham Avinu, am adoy melachomo. Matanisha im hat emachomo, says Chazal, am adoy melachomo. Yesh lo retzoynes chaimrim v'sheifes chamurois. He has what he's supposed to have. He's doing what he's supposed to be doing. It's not good or bad. The guy is supposed to be building the physical world, and therefore he is supposed to be having sheifas and yearnings for the physical world. V'inei kimat lepeta b'emtzut ha'tikshoret
המידיה והסוקים גילו הגויים לסוג אחר ואין לנו די עוצמה ללחם בו. אנו עמדים עבדי עוד סוס מול הניסיון החדש בדורני. We're standing in front of a new ניסיון that we don't have precedents or canon to deal with. Suddenly the media, the תקשורת, is dumped on our table and we don't know what to do. We stand by Adam, Ech, Mala saw, don't use it, yes, use it, don't, whatever. So television was easy. We just threw it out the house. Because you could live without a television. But you can't live without internet today. So the Yetzer got clever. He gave you something and embedded it into your work, into your lifestyle, into your... The people today don't know how to get milk without the internet. They can't buy shoes without internet. So it's not as simple in this soil, and we don't have the tools to deal with it. We do, but we have to learn them. Sorry?
Maybe 25 years ago, said someone's not using a laptop in the West Midlands. He said,